Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Now, it's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
All right. The Brooklyn Dodgers. A lot of people miss the Brooklyn Dodgers. They used to hold their spring training, their facility, their games, down in Vero Beach, Florida. I think they're long gone. I'm not sure, though. Anyway, Peter, our contestant in today's Beat Bernie game, is a retired bond salesman, and I believe he's in Vero Beach, Florida. Peter, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine. The Dodgers are gone, right? They're not there anymore, right?
Right. Yeah, I think they might have left maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah, I remember. I was in Miami, and far south of you, but I was in the same state, and people were going nuts. They were like when they left Brooklyn, they were furious.
Right. But even though they were out in L.A. for 60 years, they still stayed loyal to Vero for a long time.
Right. Yep. So you have no baseball now there at all? There's nothing there?
Yeah, they converted it. It's like called Dodger Town, and they bring kids in from the north to play high school games and, you know, Little League and all that kind
of
stuff.
Cute. So that's cute.
How
far are you again from Orlando Disney?
What's that?
How far are you again from Orlando, Disney, that area?
We're 100 miles south of Orlando and about 65 north of Palm Beach.
There you have it. Peter in Vero Beach, today's contestant. Yep. And you listen to me and Bernie on the app every day. Is that what you do?
I listen on the regular radio because I've got a Tesla, so it's got this thing called TuneIn. So it gets, you know, any station in the world.
Wow, you say you're a big Elon Musk fan.
Yeah. I like him.
Now, if you're going to have any station in the world, why do you listen to Sid and Bernie?
Because you guys are awesome.
Oh, God, we love you. All right, I want you to win today. You hear me, Peter?
Great
I want
show.
You to win. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Here's
right,
number
man.
One.
You got it.
Thank you. Good luck. As far back as 1957, the year it won the Pulitzer, people questioned how much JFK wrote of what book?
Oh, God.
It won the Pulitzer in 57. By the way, that was the last year the Dodgers played in Brooklyn, ironically.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. And JFK wrote the book. What was it called?
It's going to drive me nuts when you say it. I don't know.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax should be Jesus.
The name of the book is Profiles in Courage.
Sorry, okay.
Number two, in the 1980 movie Airplane, one of my favorites, by the way, who said the line, "My name is Roger Murdoch. I'm the co-pilot." Roger. I'll give you a hint.
Lou Alcindor.
Yes.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Very good. Who was the, he was the co-pilot. Who was the pilot, Lou, for $1 million?
Robert Stack.
How'd you know that?
I swear to God, was he in the?
It was Peter Graves.
Oh, Peter Graves.
Oh, you son of a gun.
Really?
Yeah. Leslie Nielsen.
Robert Stack is in the movie.
He is in the movie, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
In January 3rd of 2020, then President Donald Trump ordered an airstrike that would end up killing what Iranian military leader? It's a big deal.
Pass.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax.
No, the answer is Soleimani. Number four.
Okay.
In 1857, the celebration of what day with a parade and floats became an annual New Orleans tradition?
Sid, do me a favor and just repeat that. It sort of faded out.
Yes. In 1857, The celebration of what day with a parade and floats became an annual New Orleans tradition?
Mardi Gras.
Yes. And finally, number five, memorials at Arlington National Cemetery remember the crews of two space shuttles. Name either one of these space shuttles.
Oh, God.
Just one of them. Come on, the one that blew up in 85. You were watching 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, God.
Had the teacher on by the teacher on board there.
Kirsten McCullough. I know. Intrepid, I have no idea.
No. The two that actually blew up were the Columbia and the Challenger. The Challenger was the one in 85, yeah. So you got two right today, Peter. We'll see if Bernard fares any better. We love you. Thank you. Peter got two right, and it's called Beat Bernie because very few people do. He's the champ, and he's earned it. He's brilliant, my partner, Bernie McGurk. Bernie, you ready to go?
Let's do this, blood clot.
Three right and you win, okay?
I like it.
Number one, as far back as 1957, the year it won the Pulitzer Prize, people questioned how much JFK wrote of what book?
Oh, that would be the book about PT, Profiles in Courage.
Very good. In the 1980 movie Airplane, who said the line, "My name is Roger Murdoch, I'm the co-pilot"?
That was Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, good answer, but incorrect. It was actually Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Number three,
funny.
On January 3rd, 2020, then President Trump ordered an airstrike that would end up killing what Iranian military leader?
That was Idi Amin. Soleimani.
Yes. One more right, and you win today's game, and you'll get it right here. In 1857, the celebration of what day with a parade and floats became an annual New Orleans tradition?
That would be Mardi Gras.
Right. And finally, memorials at Arlington National Cemetery remember the crews of two space shuttles. Name either one of them. The space shuttles. Name one. Come on.
Wow. Columbia.
Yes. The other one that I remember, of course, was the Challenger in 1985. Anyway, 4-1-2, the final score. This guy Peter's a great guy. He's in Vero Beach, Florida, Bernie. He listens every day. He has a Tesla, and he listens to us on the radio because that car, you can get any station across the country. So with that said, Bernard, say hello to Peter.
Okay.
Peter, how you doing,
Bernie?
Brother?
Good, man. How are you? Good.
I'm all right.
You guys are great. You hit it out of the park every day.
Appreciate that. Tesla. So how do you like your Tesla?
Oh, it's great. It's an awesome car. It really is. I'm not necessarily a greenie. You know, I'm a conservative, obviously, but it's a hell of a car. It's very fast, and it's got a lot of bells and whistles. And under 40 grand, I got the base model.
No kidding. Now, the only question, and I'm not against electric cars, but what about the charging situation? Let's say you wanted to drive from there to, say, Tucson.
You're going to have to stop about 15 times.
Really? So it's not a good...
stop anyway, you know? I'm always thirsty for sodas or need a little break, so it kind of works in. I've driven it, you know, when I go back up in the summertime to Florida, to Connecticut, I've driven it down, and you stop five or six times, but I stop anyway, so, you know?
You ever get stranded because you couldn't find a place? Yeah.
Close once. Very close once, yes. But they've got all the stations here on the screen, so it's you really kind of screw up. Yep.
Well, listen, Pete, you sound like a great guy. Thanks for listening, and thanks for playing. We'll do it again, all right?
You're very welcome. Thanks, guys. All the best. Bye-bye.
All the best to you as well here on the Bernie and Sid Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming right back. Keep it where it is.
Beat Bernie, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.